Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Is an injured Bear.
DJ Moore down.
They're already down two starting receivers.
DJ Moore and he kind of nicks and come across the field, making contact with DJ Moore. Kind of like, where'd that guy come from? I didn't see him.
DJ Moore back in the game. That's him in motion. 27-2 is a kiss. Gets to Moore on a little screen. Gets a couple blocks. DJ Moore just ripped off. Otherwise, he would have scored. Javon Bullard saved the touchdown.
DJ Moore going, put me in, coach. I got a play to make. Just a little lateral behind the line of scrimmage. This orderly motion. Fake the ball to Swift and then spit it out to the perimeter. And nobody gets DJ Moore on the ground there.
Highlights courtesy of Fox. Here are the Bears and the Bears. Their win over the Packers and the city is going insane and it's beautiful. We're Speedy One Homes. We're here with you until 6 o'clock tonight.
Lawrence, you mentioned that Ben Johnson said something at his opening presser that seems to have been prescient. He said a lot of things. Remember how good he was that day? And we're like, "Ooh, boy, might have got one." And then since then, everybody has realized what he's good at, what he's great at, all those kind of things. He said this little thing, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Ben Johnson.
Going into this season, I felt like this place was a sleeping giant. To be honest with you, I personally was more concerned about the Chicago Bears than I was anybody else in this division.
A sleeping giant.
If the Bears can ever get that thing fixed, what might it be?
I think the giant has woken. Here. That's from his opening presser, because you sent something into the group thread about Pro Bowl voting, and it showed that the Bears had more votes than any other team in the NFL.
Bears fans have been activated this season. Like, that's what's gone on, where it might be support for one guy here or there if they were having an incredible season, like that particular person was having an incredible season. But no, it's the Bears as a fan base have done more voting than anyone else.
And we'll see, because like official Pro Bowl announcements will come out, I think, tomorrow. And it'll include the player vote and everything like that. But those years where you'd always see, well, there's look at all those Chiefs in the Pro Bowl. Look at all those Patriots in the Pro Bowl.
Travis Kelce is still leading in votes, which is
crazy.
Crazy, because he's not had a good year.
Kevin Byard's in the top five.
That tracks.
Of overall. All right, but there's some stuff that's a little crazy. So look, it's happening nationally. Everybody's talking Bears and people are voting. But I'm looking at the voting here. There's 11 Bears that are first at their position in Pro Bowl voting.
11?
Drew Dahlman, Kevin Byard, Nashawn Wright, Jonah.
I mean, Nashawn is second in interceptions.
You're right. Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright, Jaquan Brisker.
Okay.
Joe Tooney, Torrey Taylor, Tremaine Edmonds, DeAndre Swift, and Devin Duvernay. All 11 of those guys are first.
I think Devin Duvernay has a really good case.
All right. How about Josh Blackwell is second among special teams specialists?
Ben was making the point earlier today about that. I don't think that's a problem.
All right. How about Javon Dexter, second at his
problem?
That's a problem for me.
How about Caleb Williams is third among NFC quarterbacks?
I don't have that big of a problem with that.
I haven't even looked at everybody and thought about it yet. But Colston Loveland is third. Montez Sweat is third. Tyreek Stevenson is fourth.
Okay.
And then, high. And then here's my favorite. Would you guys like to hear? Lawrence, you already played during the break.
Sorry.
Alex, you can play. Who is sixth among left tackles in the NFC?
Theo Benedict.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Not Ozzie Trapillo, who's playing the position now, but Theo Benedict is sixth in Pro Bowl voting amongst NFC tackles. Bears fans have been activated.
Let's get him a big guy touchdown and actually get him in the Pro Bowl.
So,
and the crazy part is Ozzie Trapillo seventh. No, I'm kidding.
But seriously, the Giant has awoken, and it's not all rational necessarily.
312-644-6767. Hi, Andy. You're on the score.
Andy.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great talking to you. Yeah, so I was actually at Bogey's Windy City Pub in Leawood, Kansas, right on the Missouri border for that game, and it was packed with Bears fans.
Wow.
And the place erupted like you would not believe. It was fabulous. I've got to tell you, I mean, living here in this area, it's kind of one of these things where people would – they know I'm a Bears fan. They say, hey, you got to be really happy. And the one thing I was always tell them is, let's see how they do against Green Bay. And if you go back, the last time the Bears won at home against the Packers was 2018. That clinched the North for them. And it also knocked Green Bay out of the playoffs. When Lovie Smith came to town, what did he say? He said, I've got to beat Green Bay. And then they wound up going to the Super Bowl. So it's always been about the Packers. You look at the Bears season, they went 4-0 against the NFC East, but they don't play in the East. They play in the North. So if Ryan Poles' thing about we're going to take the North and never give it back, you got to beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
And to me, the game on Saturday, that put me over the edge. Okay, that's cool. Even though the Packers did not punt the entire game.
Oh, yeah. The Bears haven't beaten a team who did not punt since 1945.
You did get the turnover on downs, though. So, that feels a little bit different. So, it's okay. So, wait. Hold on a second.
Oh, my bad.
Andy, have you partnered up with my cousin Kevin? Because he's also a Bears fan.
I don't know. It's possible he could be out there because a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork now. I
mean, no, he's another TV guy like you, Kevin Holmes.
Kevin!
Oh, yes. That's you're his brother?
Kevin!
Cousin. Yeah, that's my cousin, Kevin.
Wow, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Kevin. I know Kevin very well. I worked with him for several years. Absolutely.
See?
There it is.
A lot of Holmeses out there. Oh. Me, Kevin, Brad.
Yeah, Brad.
We got football covered.
Yeah, you do. You're in charge of all that stuff. Hey, to his point, Green Bay, as we know, coming into this one, 52-15 in the last 67 games.
You love throwing that stat out, you big tight end.
How about this one? 26-5 in the last 31.
How about this one? Caleb is 2-1 against them in his last three.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's
beat them up there?
Yep.
And beat them down here. And the crazy thing about it, and this is why I don't understand why Packers fans are like, well, you only beat the backup. Look, these four games between the two teams the last 2 years have been insane.
Yeah, they have.
They've come down, three of them have come down to, all of them have come down to the last play.
Yes.
Basically.
And folks, if Ben Johnson wants to beat him twice a year, Matt LaFleur, that second time might have to come in the playoffs.
It might. You talk about, you need to get tickets for that.
I know.
By the way,
I'm good. I can't top the experience I just had.
Lou told me last night, because I was on Fox last night, and thanks to Lou Kanellis and Tina Nguyen, Lou told me that he knows someone that bought tickets 5 minutes before kickoff for $500 apiece.
I was trying to do that.
You were?
We were in the South lot, and we kept looking to see and it got below 400, but we didn't pull the trigger.
That's the thing that I said. I was like, that person was looking for tickets. That had to have been on campus looking for tickets and was like, screw it, 500, I'm going. I want to be a part of this. And I hope they stay for the whole thing because the whole thing is wild.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you want to hear some sad Green Bay locker room stuff?
Oh, I do, because they seemed a little broken. We have some LaFleur that we can play, but this dude, what's his name again?
Colby Wooden.
Listen to him meander through the hurt, the pain, the terror, the anger, the resignation of a broken football mind after this game.
Because that's beat. Like, it's... Well, we just got to get back to work. Like, it's... Get those guys credit, you know. They finished, we didn't. All right, but... It stings knowing, like... Bro, this one's going to stick with us. This one's going to stick with us. Just knowing that we came in their house pretty much dominated from whistle to, and then they was able to make a couple plays at the end to, oh my God. Bro, we just gotta look at the film, keep going and get better. But that was, yeah, that's a gut punch. That's a reality check for us right there. So we just got to get back to work, go take care of Baltimore, and then take care of Minnesota, and then wherever lies where we're at, you feel me?
He's so sad. So sad.
What happened to the rest of it?
It's gone. It's fine. Okay. Now we can get to LaFleur.
That's true. But because he said, I'm not going to point fingers. I'm not going to do that.
We ain't going to point fingers. I got everybody's back. I ain't going to say it's just one play, two plays. You know, I love my teammates. I ain't going to crap on them when they down. You know?
Uh-huh. Are you crapping?
No, it's a team effort. It was more than just two plays. We all could have been more effective. Like, they couldn't have, they shouldn't have got over 100 yards rushing. I mean, yeah, no running back. Their running back, they didn't really do, like. You just got to give them credit, man. Just give them credit, bro.
Him working through that as he's talking is hilarious.
I'm not going to point fingers, but I'm thinking about Romeo Doubs and that onside kick. I'm thinking about whoever blew that stupid-ass coverage on the fourth down touchdown. Oh, yeah, the running backs, they shouldn't have done anything against us. I'm on the defensive line. Their running back didn't even do, I can't do that. Like,
give him credit. I gave him credit.
I don't want to talk about this no more.
Romeo Doubs, after the game, said about the onside kick, quote, I just didn't do the job right.
He did not.
I'll take 100% of this game.
Who else would it have been on?
S, I missed it. That's just this game, bro. I rep this S all week. And yeah, bro, somebody's got to be responsible. I'm willing to take on 1,000% of it. So he multiplied his 100% by 10 because he knew he should have made that play.
Don't act like you're being all like, well, I'm willing to. No. You earned it, sir. You earned it with one of the worst special teams plays of the year.
I went on a journey with that man as he processed this loss.
That was a lot going on, but shout out to him for working through it in front of a live microphone. Another person who had to work through it in front of a live microphone was Matt LaFleur.
What's more upsetting for you as a coach, a game like yesterday where you let it slip through your fingers, or a game where you're just out physical and out executed start to finish? Which one needs to be more?
They all suck. How about that? I mean, it doesn't matter. That's why it's a week to week. It doesn't matter. I was proud of the way we played. I thought our guys competed. I thought we were physical. I thought there was a lot of good things we did. But ultimately, we didn't close it out. And we didn't make a play here, a play there. I mean, it was 3rd and 20, and it's an unfortunate penalty, but we get a face mask that gives them a first down when the quarterback is under duress. So there's so many plays in there that, you know, we do one thing a little bit different and we have a different outcome, but we didn't. So we have to take our medicine. It sucks. Everybody's bothered, I would say, at a high level because of it. And I mean, it's hard to sleep at night when you have a game like that. But I think whether you have a game like that or a game where you just get buried, the feeling is pretty much the same. Losing sucks. We put a lot of time and effort and energy into this thing. And when you don't get the outcome that you so desire, it should be painful. But bottom line is we got to deal with it. We got to learn from it. And we just got to find a way to go 1-0. period. And that's going to be the message to the team.
That's what you get for not loving Halloween.
Well, I was going to ask you, does he hate losing more than he hates Halloween?
That's a great question. Sounds like he might hate losing more.
How about I give you a little bit of joy?
Okay.
I think that every Bears fan, like in the back of their mind, was thinking about Jahdae Walker and being like, oh, yeah, man, I remember that great story from August.
Dude, and if you don't know, and like, or if you have casual Bear fan friends, tell them, because it's the best story. Like, undrafted free agent made this team. We fell in love with him and his celebration.
Yes.
And last night we got to see him with that fourth down catch and his celebration.
Here's what Ben had to say about Jahdae Walker making this team and making plays.
That's why we do what we do over the course of the season, though. And I know to the people that haven't been in the building, it's like, oh, my gosh, you're going to the undrafted rookie on fourth down. Well, you know, we see what he does every single week. We see how he goes about his business. There's a reason why we didn't want to expose him to the waiver wire and someone poach him after the preseason. We see a bright future for this guy, and he's done nothing but steadily improve over the course of the season. The coaches trust him. Caleb trusts him. And so when it's a big moment like that and you're not sure exactly what coverage they're going to be in, as I described the play, anybody could get that ball depending on what they call. I had a lot of confidence that he was going to come down and get it, and so does Caleb. So that's where we're at as a team right now. I feel like everyone trusts that whoever's out there on game day, they're going to come through for us. It doesn't matter who it is at this point.
Man, it's a special thing. And he genuinely doesn't care. And he's said it before, what your draft status was at this point. Like,
because now you're on the team and it's been 5 months.
He knows you. He knows you, and he knows whether to trust you or not.
Unless you're Kyler. He doesn't quite know Kyler.
He doesn't know Kyler. He doesn't know Kyler.
Out to Oak Park and Josh. Hey, Josh, you're on the score.
Yeah, guys, sorry. Man, I'm so pumped. I was at that game, too. And in that section behind the Bears bench. And I heard you earlier talking about how the wind got knocked out of the place with the penalties. It just seemed like they kept happening at the wrong time. But man, beating the Packers, I feel like very few fan bases understand just how much this means to us. Like, I was talking to some Packer fans, and they were like, yeah, you beat us. What's the big deal? Like, yeah, we're upset. We'll get over it. We'll move on. It'll be fine. But I'm like, yes, losing sucks. Like LaFleur said, like, and we've been doing it for so long. Like, you'd have to talk to a Packers fan who's like 100 years old for them to remember what it was like to lose to the Bears that much.
You are 100% right. He's right. Like, that's the thing. That's what's going on. And Packers fans, from what I've seen, are having a hard time with this.
And like he's talking about, I love that call. We've been waiting for a different quarterback for years to be the answer, because we saw Favre and we saw Rodgers.
And now we're seeing Love.
And now we're really seeing good. Love. And they've had a good thing where they have found quarterbacks and developed them and had them play behind the other guy, and they've done things as an institution really, really well. This year we've seen that the head coach can be the thing that flips it around. And yes, Caleb's been really good the last few weeks, and he's developing. But this culture has flipped, and this team is winning a lot of these games because of what Ben Johnson has done. We've seen a rejiggering of the grand football conversation, and we realize that we might have a guy who's better than their guy at head coach, and that can bode really, really well.
Caitlin Sharkey grew up in Wisconsin. She covered the Packers. She now lives and covers the Bears. So let's talk with her about this experience and what it's like, the rivalry itself. All this nebulous stuff that we're discussing, she can give us some frontline thoughts on it. She joins us next here on The Score.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Try the onside kick. It's laid around. Got to pick it up. And it's loose. Who's going to get it? Oh, the Bears have it. Are you serious? It's been an 8% chance all year, and somehow the Bears get it. Unbelievable. Rockwell on the recovery. 1-in-12 chance. Another fourth quarter. Oh, my God. Dobbs got it. He takes his eye off the ball. So many black jerseys around the ball. You put your most sure-handed players out there. Dobbs is certainly that for the Packers. But a huge mistake here at the end.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Those jerseys are blue, Tom, but it's okay. We get it. That's courtesy of Fox Sports. Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call. That will be teaching tape around the league, Speaks.
Yes, it will. And I continue to believe that you cannot be hesitant. You cannot be even remotely fearful. They call it the hands team.
Yes.
But it's really the stones team. Like, you gotta be ready for contact and take what you can get.
Yep. Caitlin Sharkey covers the Bears. She covered the Bears on Saturday. It was incredible. She joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. You can watch Caitlin on Channel 9. She does an incredible job with our buddy Jared Payton over there. Caitlin, before we get started, we start breaking down X's and O's, I was wondering if we could lend on your experience here. You have seen this rivalry from a couple of different vantage points. As someone who grew up in Wisconsin and seeing the best of the Packers just destroy the hopes and dreams of the Bears over and over again. And now you've been covering the Bears while they've been wandering in the wilderness for the last few years and seemingly have gotten things turned around. How big a deal was this for the Bears to not just win the game, but the manner that they won it and the trajectory that they seem to be on?
Oh, it's huge. It's one of those statement games, defining games, changing the narrative games. And it's not just because they did it in dramatic overtime fashion. That's a huge part of it, obviously, because it's against the Green Bay Packers. And I know people could say on the other side, well, they didn't have Jordan Love. They should have been up, you know, all of these things, making excuses for Green Bay. This Bears team is a team that knows how to win. They believe that they can win every single time they step out on the field. I had so many comments from friends and family that are in Wisconsin, and they all said, I think the tables are turning, and like that panic is setting in. Here in Chicago, obviously, it's celebrating that maybe the tables are turning. It's just one of those situations that you embrace. I love to just be around winning as a reporter that covers a team every single day. So I'm enjoying the ride that the Bears are on. And this is just one of those teams where they believe it. They believe it, even though when it looks ugly, when it looks like it's not going to happen, they believe they're going to get it done.
What was your takeaway from the post game, Caitlin, in terms of the vibe of the Bears or the, you know, the belief that they have from top to bottom in that locker room?
I think, I mean, it felt like we were in there for the longest time, just getting so many different perspectives because so many different guys played a key role in that comeback win. And I think, you know, if you're talking, whether you're talking to Josh Blackwell on special teams, whether you're talking to a rookie Jahdae Walker, or you're going to the vets on defense or offense and DJ Moore, it's the same message. It's the belief, like, we know we can do this. And I think that is the most telling difference for me for this team under Ben Johnson that we haven't seen in seasons prior. It's a belief. There were many times they were in close games, even last season, with the same, a lot of these same guys on the roster, and they didn't believe that they could win. Something would happen, right? This is not that team. And there was almost like a, don't get me wrong, they were excited. I'm not trying to downplay their excitement or their celebration, but it was almost like a very, yeah, business as usual. Like, this is our year. We're capable of doing whatever, and we're going to go out and do it.
Who that's awesome from inside the locker room after this game. Caitlin Sharkey, who are you going to remember from, you know, from talking to after the game that you were like, man, this person, what a special story. What story kind of jumps out, and what player are you going to hold on to, you think?
I think for me, it's Jahdae Walker, because he's the ultimate behind the scenes and in the locker room, like day to day. His locker is right next to Caleb Williams. Jahdae Walker is like the hype man. He has the best energy. Maybe it's because he's a rookie and, you know, this is his first NFL season. And back in training camp, him and I sat down and did a one-on-one, and he was like, I just want to make the roster. Like, making the roster is my goal. And then here he has the biggest first career touchdown of his life on Saturday. So for me, it was seeing Jahdae Walker, who was ready for the moment, was ready to step up in the absence of two wide receivers, and really capitalize on that and have the exact same positive attitude that he does every single day. Like, he is just happiness embodied. So it was so great to see that. But my favorite quote probably had to come from DJ when he said, Virginia's looking over us and Ben is on our butts, I'll say. That was my favorite quote. And Jahdae Walker's story is just fun to watch.
We've been covering the DJ Moore portion of story of this season too. And I know that you guys have asked a lot of good questions about getting him more involved. Last week, he has the crazy play against Cleveland. This week, you don't have Luther Burden. You don't have Roma Dunze. Watching all of this play out, and a guy who's legitimately a number one wide receiver not really being that big in the game plan of the team, seemingly, or not being connected with the quarterback, what's it been like to talk to him and see over these last 2 weeks he's become the most important person besides Caleb on that offense?
I think one of the things I admire most about DJ Moore, and I think sometimes gets a little bit misunderstood, that DJ is the same person every single day. DJ has the same interaction with you at practice, during the week, after games, before a game. Like, whenever he sees you, he's that same guy. And I think for him, obviously this season hasn't gone the way he wanted it to production-wise, number-wise, but he's on a winning team for the first time in his career. And I think it just shows his level of professionalism. So when you see a guy like that finally become more involved in the game plan, and we were just saying back here in the WGN Sports office, I was talking to my producers and JP, I said, I don't think anyone else makes that catch on that team. And I'm not, you know, trying to discredit if anyone else was out there in that position, but you knew DJ Moore was going to make that catch because he is wide receiver one. He's an incredible athlete. And even though they lost a little bit of that and stopped using his dynamic playmaking and didn't get him the ball as much as they'd like him to do, he's still ready and able to shine in those biggest moments. And I think he's a big reason why this team is where they are. And his infectious, like, happiness, whether things are good or bad, rubs off on his teammates.
It's really quite something to think about him and Caleb having the trust that they now have. Because it was awkward last year.
Yeah.
There was awkwardness there. And, DJ has produced everywhere with every quarterback he's ever had, and it should have been a no-brainer that he produces with Caleb. But now they have. Like, have you seen Caleb's personality evolve a little bit? Like his realness with his teammates and in the locker room. Have you seen that evolve a little bit this year?
Yeah, I think Caleb is just feeling like he can be more when you're more comfortable at work, right? Any of us, he's more comfortable at work in his environment because he's performing well and he trusts his coach. Last year, I mean, I don't blame him. I probably wouldn't trust the coaches around me and, you know, the system necessarily that I was in. Everything was falling off. The wheels were falling apart. You're like, this is my welcome to the NFL. It's hard to feel comfortable in yourself when that's your workplace environment. And I think for Caleb this year, he's just doing him and he's being himself, that confidence. He knows he's Iceman. He knows he can be clutch in those situations. And we're finally seeing that comfortability all the time and then around his teammates as well. So the connection wasn't there last year between him and DJ, but the connection wasn't there for a lot of those guys because it was just such a mess. So it speaks to, again, the culture and the amount of time that these guys have put in behind the scenes to get them to this point.
Spiegs was sitting in the stands for the game, and I've gotten his perspective on what it was like to be there. What was it like for you to be there?
I've covered a lot of football games, and I think this is year 13. This was one of the craziest, and I've witnessed the Hail Marys. I've witnessed a lot. This is one of the craziest I've seen, and from an environment standpoint, I think it was by far the best Bears game that I had witnessed. I had people that were out of state that are Bears fans say, like, can you text me a video of the stands and the fans and, you know, the towels, the fourth base towels. It was like little things like that where they wanted to feel like they were part of it. And I think that's the most special part of it all. It was such a fun night. I didn't go to bed until 3 a.m, guys, not because I was out running around the streets of Chicago, but because my adrenaline was through the roof after that game. So it was a special one.
Oh my God, Caitlin, I'm right there with you. Like, I got home after making my way out of there and my wife was waiting for me. And then we watched a couple of different videos. I watched the end of the game on TV and then she's like, all right, let's go to bed. I'm tired. And we go to bed and I couldn't sleep. I put the game on the DVR and I watched the first half just lying there in bed. I couldn't. The vibes were just insane. And did you and the media, when the walk-off touchdown happens, did you have to jump up and head to the elevator? Because I stood there in the stands and I watched that celebration play out. And there was so much to watch down on the field. You're used to that perspective. I am not.
Yeah, I mean, I learned years ago, I got burned leaving the press box early. Well, this was back when I had to shoot and do a little bit more. Luckily, I have a little bit more help these days, but I got burned by missing a Hail Mary. So I vowed to myself to never leave until, you know, the clock hit zero. So same situation this week, though, you know, that he catches that. I see the touchdown signal. I see it on the board. I slam my laptop shut and I'm like, I got to get downstairs as fast as possible. So I didn't get to see all the fun celebration until after, but it's a rush. Like, you can't believe your whole story, your whole idea of what the story of the night was had just been rewritten in the best way. And those are the moments in the games that I feel fortunate to be part of and thankful for my job and all its craziness sometimes.
That's awesome. Yeah, like people were just going in all different directions in the celebration. And what's funny, and it came out, I saw it later in an article, where Nashawn Wright was just running in the wrong direction. Like, everybody's running towards DJ Moore in the end zone. Nashawn's just running in the opposite direction. And he was asked about it after. He said, I was just running. I didn't know what to think. So he's just running because he has celebration energy.
Yeah. DeAndre Swift was like, I just threw my helmet. I saw him catch it and I just threw my helmet. Like, it was just one of those pure emotional responses. And I was like, yeah, I guess that's probably what I would do as well. So, I mean, it's just so fun. And Steve Scherer, the photojournalist extraordinaire here at WGN, who captured a great shot, he even said, like, when he saw DJ lay on his back, he was like, oh my God, the game's over. I can go up to him. He was like, it even took him a second to realize all the craziness that was going on. So it was a fun night for sure.
Considering the teams that you've covered over the last few years, how would you describe Ben's impact on this franchise?
I think it's been everything. And I know you have to put a roster together and those 53 guys, you know, they're a huge part of it. But you can't say enough what the impact of Ben Johnson is, because his team has really adapted his confidence, his like they rise up to his level of expectation. And DJ jokes all the time with us about, like, if you want to be yelled at, you're like, you got to, you know, if you don't want to be yelled at, you got to bring it with Ben every single day. He's so intense. He's this, he's that, you know, he's a good kind of psycho, all of those things. That's how you win. That's how you build a winning culture. So every single day, it's just smooth too. Like, you just don't see that dysfunction that we used to see at practices or availabilities. You know, it's just like Ben runs a tight ship, and his coaching staff, I don't think you can speak highly enough about the way his coaches have developed some of these players, some unexpected talents in that locker room. So it starts at the top with him, and I think he is one of the biggest pieces as to why they are here with a playoff spot.
Caitlin, thanks so much for jumping on with us. We really appreciate it. You should watch Caitlin Sharkey on Channel 9. She does an incredible job there every single day. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Great stuff from Caitlin Sharkey. That's awesome. 13 years covering football and
spending a lot of time covering the Packers.
Yeah, and being in that locker room and giving us all those vibes from postgame is just great. You know, the Caleb being accepted for who he is feels like a big, big deal. You know, it's like she was saying, and we've talked about before, being comfortable at work.
I think the point that Caitlin made about, basically, she's like, would you have trusted these dudes that were here last year?
Right.
And nope.
And now it's like, you trust everybody. And the shot after the touchdown, when it's Komet and Durham Smythe who were in to block, they go back to Caleb and they're hugging him and celebrating, gave me the feels. And a texter says, I didn't see this. You probably have. Post-game interaction with Caleb and Rome, Tyreek, and Nashawn Wright hyping up the Iceman, and Caleb saying, quote, I told you I got it, unquote. Texter says, this league is not ready for a swagged out, confident Caleb Williams. I bet the league's kind of ready, but it still would be the best version of him.
The Smythe and Komet meeting with Caleb.
Isn't that beautiful?
You know what it felt like? It felt like the day that Derek hit that shot.
Oh, yeah.
In Milwaukee, right? And they grab him, and he's just kind of like, yeah, I did that.
Oh, that's such a part of my childhood.
Right? That's kind of what it felt like. And then for him to lean into the celebration the way he did was dope. Since we were talking about Ben Johnson, why don't we talk about what's happened to Ben Johnson's former team?
Ooh.
And what happened yesterday and the impact that has on the Bears? We'll explain next here on The Score.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
People say that it all comes down to this. This is what they really are talking about. Yeah, this situation right here. The king of the fourth downs. Campbell and the Lions. Can they pull it off with the season in the balance? Goff fires at the one. He didn't get across, but there are flags down. Ball ends up in the hand. Goff, he goes across. Did they have a whistle first?
Too much for me. You go ahead, Jim.
This is like the two-point play in Seattle the other night.
Yeah, exactly.
What is going on here?
Let's hear the call right here. What a major call.
The ruling on the field is a touchdown, however. Pass interference, number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over. Wow. There is no touchdown. OPI on number 14 negates the penalty. There is no replay. The game is over.
Meanwhile, on the NFC side, by virtue of the Lions losing, guess what? The Bears and the 49ers are in the playoffs. They are in, and the Lions' hopes are hanging by a thread.
Maria.
That game and the end of that game was absolutely banana pants.
Too much going on here. You go ahead, Jim.
What Tanny said, clearly Tony Romo was practicing his golf swing while they were figuring all that stuff out.
Tony's like, all right, well, that's looks like that's going to be
a while.
You
got it, Jim.
Let me see. If I chip off towards the back foot,
then I can get a little bit more loft on that.
It's like Rob Manfred practicing his golf swing while the baseball union falls apart.
Yeah, it was a wild ending. And the referee, like, don't even say it was a touchdown.
Don't lead with that, you bonehead. You're in Detroit.
Here, I can help you with this.
Well, because what he said was, that's a touchdown. However,
I know you're celebrating like your team is still alive to win the North and make it into the playoffs.
I hope you felt my comma.
However, that's not going to be happening here tonight. It's like a wrestling heel turn all of a sudden. He's like, congratulations, touchdown. However, there was an offensive pass interference.
Right. It's like the Curb Your Enthusiasm, like that's a touchdown. That being said, it's not a touchdown.
It is negated by the OPI. And then later in the call, he says that the penalty was negated by the offensive pass interference. Sir, make up your mind.
Yeah, no. All you got to do is say offensive pass interference. Because we all know, we've heard it this way. At least I've heard it this way my whole life. The game cannot end on a defensive penalty.
Correct.
But it can end on an offensive penalty.
And that's all you would have had to say.
That's all you got to say. You know, it's like offensive pass interference, by rule, that is the end of the game. If you want to add, for fun, it would have been a touchdown. You theoretically could if you want to, like, poke at the fans, but you probably don't even need to do that. Just say offensive pass interference because that negates the play.
And we had seen it on that drive earlier. There were a couple of offensive pass interference plays on Detroit where, you know, Ben leaving them has been a big deal, and I know that it's been discussed. I actually think
Aaron Glenn,
the bigger deal.
Both of them.
But for sure. But their offense has been kind of fine.
Yeah, it has been.
And
you're right.
And even yesterday, they rally back. They make plays. Jahmyr Gibbs scores another touchdown because that's all he does.
They have been worse on fourth down than ever before in this era of them going for it. And so the play calling rhythm is a big deal. It's why Dan Campbell took over, and they've been better since then. But no, to your point, Aaron Glenn, it was a big, big deal. The two 45-yard touchdowns that Jalen Warren scored.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn and the injuries have doomed the Lions. Now, they still have a chance to get in. And it's interesting, not that the Bears are sitting there thinking about this, because they still need to win a game.
Yeah.
And the Bears are still playing for the number one seed. until someone tells them no,
for sure,
they're still playing for the number one seed. But do you want Detroit or do you want Green Bay? Because that's what it comes down to in the NFC.
Detroit's got to win out,
and
Green Bay Packers, have to lose out.
They have to lose one, right? Because that would get two.
I think it's two.
Two.
Yeah. So Detroit's got to win their two, and the Packers have to lose their two. Packers with potentially no Jordan Love this Saturday.
Two, because the Lions can only get to 10-6, and if the Packers lose one, they're still 10.
They'd be 9-7-1. The Lions would be 10-7.
I want 10-6. What am I doing?
Yeah, that's
16
right.
Game season.
I know the whole thing's screwy. There's 17 games and there's a tie. It's annoying. The whole. Let's be honest.
We were there.
There are almost two ties.
Yeah, almost, but there weren't two other.
It would have been okay though. They'd be in the playoffs today if there were.
Look, this is why last year when the Lions lost that home game to the Commanders, it was extra level sad. Because they knew they were losing both coordinators, and it was the end of something, and they knew it, and didn't know it was going to drop off like this, but knew it wasn't going to be the same. The other thing from that game is that DK Metcalf has been now suspended for two games for his interaction with a fan in the front row of that stadium.
I'm shocked that a couple things didn't happen. Security didn't get involved. There wasn't a flag thrown. There's a lot going on there. There wasn't an ejection, and now he's going to miss two games. I'm sure he'll appeal it, but I don't see a way of him getting out of the suspension.
Apparently the same fan was reported by DK Metcalf when he was on the Seahawks in the same stadium. And that so he has a history with that particular guy.
So the guy just followed him around going, "Jackass." Yeah, is that what he's doing? Giving him the Happy Gilmore?
Used his full name. Used his full name and he didn't like that, apparently.
Terrence's kid.
Is he, though?
Yeah.
He is, yep. Terrence Metcalf's kid.
DK is?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Never knew that.
Yeah?
Never knew that.
That's right.
No.
He is TK's kid.
Well, now he's not a member of the Steelers for these last two games.
Yeah. How about those Steelers? And see, and there's another weird thing. Bears fans find themselves yesterday going, I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers,
I wasn't.
I know you weren't.
But I also figured the Bears could take care of business against Detroit.
That's right.
If need be.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather have Detroit,
Here's the thing about them, though. Even if they're eliminated next week.
You know they're going to be balling out because they want to beat their guy, their former guy. Their former guy spoke today. Ben Johnson, new audio from today about that game against Green Bay, and much more as he continues to contextualize the games after having seen the tape. I'm sure we'll hear him talk about the offense and all the craziness from Saturday night. It is Spiegel and Holmes. And by the way, if you missed Chris Tannehill's open at the top of the show, you will hear that again in moments. Tell a friend to tune in to 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.